peak laziness. I'm signing up today. Alexa can now wash your butt for you.
What?
How?
This is the year that's going to happen. They've teamed up with Kohler, bathroom brand Kohler, at a consumer electronics shows in Vegas this week. Connect smartphone devices. You can ask Alexa to wash your butt with a bidet.
Oh, yeah.
You can sit on the toilet and say, Alexa, wash my butt, or however you have it set up, and it will do it. And Google Home will do it as well.
That would be funny to do, and you know somebody's in the bathroom, and they're in the middle of it. And
yeah, that would be.
Alexa.
It'd be nice if the water was warm. Yeah. You know? The water's cold.
Like right in the middle of it. They're just peeing.
Awesome.
I heard that electronic show is a pretty big deal. It happens every year in Vegas right after the first of the year. It's like the most amazing thing.
I should send my husband. He's obsessed with running every gadget he can in our home from his phone. Like the other day, he was in Orlando for his work, right? And when he got home, I said, I ran the blah, blah, blah and did this and did that. He's like, I know. And I said, how do you know? And he goes, I get the alerts that the dishwasher's done on my phone.
That is so cool.
The new
not that part cool. but on his end.
It kind of is cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He can start the washing machine from wherever he wants.
That's really cool.
My new oven does that.
The technology, yes.
I love it because I can see it alerts me when the preheating's done or if
you turn the hood on
when something's not right or so I'm like I could tell now when Landon cooks something, my son or anything else immediately.
You can make sure that it's off too, which is
unlocked,
very helpful.
Locked.
And then the few times that I do cook, some of the technology I use is our smoke alarm. When I hear that when I hear that going off, I'm like, it's done, kids.
That's right. People call that the dinner bell.
Yeah. Daddy's done with dinner.
Yep. It's cool that you could do it. It's also, I mean, he geeks out about that. I mean, he loves it.
I can see you like, hey, I did this. And he's like, I already know. That kind of takes, you're like, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, let me tell you all the things I was busy doing to make a beautiful home for you.
I already know.
But even if your timer is, it alerts you that the timer's off if you're upstairs or something, or if you want to preheat the oven before you get home, it saves a lot of time. I love it.
So that would work for this new bidet, PureWash E930 model. Retails for the low price of $2,100.
Nice.
That's not for a full toilet, just the bidet seat itself.
Wow.
Although they do have it on sale right now for $1,289 yet quickly.
A lot.
What
not
a
bad.
Deal.
Not
But you can
clean butt?
Yeah. You can say Siri, or you can say Alexa or Google, wash my butt. And you can also say dry it.
I missed this part. Is it you have to buy the actual toilet, or is this something that you
the
can
seat,
put
I think,
onto
right?
just the seat?
You can do both. The actual full toilet is $11,000.
Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'll just
buy
the seat.
And it has surround sound speakers.
Unnecessary.
That'd be awesome.
Unnecessary. Spending way more time getting a hemorrhoid.
Alexa, clean my butt and play Young Dumb.
what do you mean the hemorrhoids?
If you sit too long on the toilet, you get hemorrhoids.
That's what I heard.
Can
is
get
that
hemorrhoids.
A myth?
No, you're not. No, because all the blood flow goes down to your you-know-what.
Oh, I didn't know that because I spent a lot of time on
straining
TikTok.
And, on that. But not good for your butt.
They do have the toilet that Jared's talking about. I've seen it before, and it's amazing. It warms the seat.
Yeah.
It has a blow dryer. It it does different types of swishes with the water that side to side, up and down, all this stuff. Yeah. It's very, very good.
Hey, if you got a bunch of money.
Why not?
Yeah. Oh, real quick, since we're talking about apps. You know, one of my New Year's resolutions, I think all of ours for the most part is social media.
Yeah.
Something I did recently, on TikTok. So if I've unfollowed you on something, it's not personal.
It's for your own mental health.
Yeah, exactly. So on Instagram, it's like you guys, which is probably not good for my mental health. I still follow you guys, family members, and some of the clients that I've become friends with, and that's it.
Good for you.
Nice.
I may even follow like friends of mine that I've had friends. It's nothing against anybody. I've done on TikTok. Facebook's the hard one.
Really?
Well, because of our show, our personal pages have like max out at 5,000.
I
know you can unfollow, but I almost want to just get down to where I have like 100. But then I also have my Jared page that has like 18,000.
But the Jared, I try to do I was late to the business page or whatever it's called. It doesn't act the same. It's like I can't do the things like it won't let you post more than two photos or it won't let you post a video. It's like, I don't like it at all compared to the personal one, but they limit you on the personal. Why do they limit you?
I don't know.
Facebook's lame.
Yeah, it is. But I don't just want to use the least.
I think they want to push you to another public figure page, and then they want you to buy ads.
Oh, yeah,
because
you can buy
ads. Yeah.
Not doing it.
I like Facebook the best because of the most drama, controversial, and fighting.
That is the reason I hate it the most. For all those things.
Instagram's too calm. Although, if you hit search, you can see all the Instagram models, which is pretty cool.
Okay, we use social media very differently.
But, even I use it differently than Jason, because you can go to my searches and it's like sports and like church stuff and probably some food stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's just a little follow up, you know, because it's one thing to say it. And normally that's what I do for my New Year's resolution. I say it and I don't do anything.
Yeah.
But
like, I'm not
really
doing it. I
spent, you know, like 30 minutes just unfollowing like 800 people.
It feels nice.
And then I was like, oh, please don't text me. Please no one text me and say, did I do something? No one's done anything. This is what I'm doing.
Just leave them on red. And yeah. then
you
like,
really
they just wonder for the rest of their lives if they've done something.
All right. Perfect.
And so your ratio looks cooler now. So now you look cooler on Instagram.
That's right. They actually say sometimes it helps you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about getting down to one follower and then changing that follower
every day,
every month.
Oh, a star. They get a star of the month.
Yes. That I'm going only following one person. Like they would give a crap if I'm you're. Jared picked me to, they'd probably like, no thanks, but I think it'd be a little cool to have one. Now, when I see celebrities that follow zero, I'm like, a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't follow anybody.
I don't like that either. It comes across like, okay.
That means they're not
people,
running it themselves.
I have people on my feed right now, which really ticked me off because I like their post, and they have not once, I don't think in a decade, liked my post.
Oh, you're going down the Jared trail.
Yeah. Not one time.
Checking to
not
see.
Not one time, though. I put like. Probably 150 to 200 times over the last 10 years, and you can't give me one like.
That is odd.
Even when my dog died, you can't like that or give me a little Care Bear thing.
Who doesn't
I don't know.
Care about
Care Bear,
that.
Care Bear thing.
The old Care Bear.
Yeah. I wish it was a Care Bear. The Care. Yeah, that's good.
Well, what is he doing? It's like this
it's
like when somebody has something sad, instead of saying love it, because at first it was like you just like it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's showing support, but it was like, but now it's like, no, I care.
I care.
Katie, I didn't go and look at who was, it was you didn't like anything for 2 years.
I know, because I wasn't liking anything. And then I went back and liked everything you ever posted. and it was 1,000 things.
And it was like maybe 8 years ago when I was way more political on social media, which I'm not, you can see at all.
That's true. That is true.
Josie did that for a while with my page. She didn't like anything, but I was always liking her kids and family stuff because I care. And, and then she got mad after me talking about it like I am now. And then she literally spent the entire day at work liking every post from the last 10 years. So all I got was notifications.
Josie liked your post. Josie liked your post.
She is not the best liker of Facebook posts or
maybe
Instagram.
She's spending less time on it.
I don't see her posting all the time.
Well,
I think all of us on the show are doing a good job of liking each other's posts.
Yes.
I have noticed that.
I think so.
Because I'm like, Katie already liked that? Dang, I missed it.
There's somebody else here I don't want to mention that is a horrible liker.
Who?
Horrible liker.
Matt?
Who? Matt? Matt is the
he
one.
He works in the building. No. Matt? Well, I got to check him on Matt now that you just said
I
that.
I like all of Matt's stuff, but I'm not sure if he likes mine.
I'm going to go back and check to see.
He's okay.
Okay.
Squid likes a lot.
Squid does.
Katie does.
Mm-hmm.
Katie does. Now she refollowed me. And then Jason does too.
And somebody in this building.
Who?
Give a clue.
Well,
are they over 75?
Just say it.
No. Well, no, I don't think that he doesn't know how to use it as well, but not in a bad way.
Yeah.
But Chris Dem.
Oh.
He doesn't like your stuff?
I don't think he's ever.
I don't think I'm friends with him.
And you like his stuff?
But I looked at everybody else on his page. I went a deep dive and started going through all his posts.
Hey, but guys, he doesn't care at all. He does not care. Does
this
not bother
This is the first
him.
Sign that you nope. don't care. Right.
This is a new year. This happened last year. I am more positive this year in letting things go.
Yeah, sure. Right.
I'm pushing him deep down.
Uh-huh.
To explode.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't ever seem to like back, not just me, other people's posts, too.
So, you know, I don't know if we follow each other because I don't see him liking any of my stuff, but I don't think we follow each other.
I bet
for
you
not any reason, we just don't.
Yeah.
What?
I bet you if you talked to him and you said,
No.
Hurts my heart.
No, I don't want to.
The sympathy likes her.
Because that's that person. I don't want to change who that person really is. If they're going to be
that shallow, no good, soulless heathen,
a detrimental person
POS
I see.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's them.
Do you know what would really show him? I think if you just stopped like in everything he does. No, that'll show him.
That's the worst part of the whole thing. The fact that
he won't even notice.
So I really, when I hit the like, I'm like, this is worthless all around for me.
I know what you should do, Jason. Do this today just for fun.
What?
Go to his last five posts and do the angry face.
Yeah.
That'll get his attention.
Yes. Say that.
Because he'll get five things. He'll be all angry. He'll be like, what is going on here?
What did I do?
Should I?
Yeah, sure. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I mean, if you care.
Yeah.
Well, one of them was about a post of how long he's been working here.
Yeah, just do the angry thing. Well, yeah. Then you can tell him it's a joke later. He'll
That's
get it.
Fine. He, okay.
Or you can report his account as spam and get a ban.
Even better.